Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Let's move on then to a couple. Well, one transfer story that raised, and it's a player who's been in the spotlight a while, right? Douglas Luiz has been linked to in a couple of reports to Liverpool. My first suggestion was like Aston Villa would be absolutely bananas to sell anybody in January, considering the season they're having as well. But it's another defensive midfielder. It feels like we're getting linked to every single defensive midfielder around. Since the Andre stuff seems to cool down, Neil, it is another one that's come on the press. It doesn't feel like too much, but he's a really good player, and you can see why everyone's going to be wanting after him. But
yeah, I don't think he's a defensive midfielder to start with. I think he's
box to box now.
He's a really good footballer, isn't he? The two of them, him and Camara.
I like John McGinn as well. I think John McGinn's brilliant.
John McGinn's a good player as well. Absolutely, Villa are a good side, aren't they? At the moment, flying. He was one that he was linked, obviously, the back end of the the summer window last season. You know, he was talked about, and I remember speaking to someone at Villa, and they were like, "Absolutely no chance we're selling him." Certainly not late in the window, but at any point, he's obviously someone who I think is boosting his reputation big time at the moment. He's been in great form. You know, he plays a lot of games as well. I think that's another feather in his cap. You know, I think he doesn't miss many. But like you say, I think it'd be a difficult one to get him out of Villa. Certainly mid season. Maybe next summer if they were to sort of really go down that route. But what would he be age wise? 26? 26, 27?
He turns 26 in May, so yeah.
Right, okay, yeah. So maybe just on the sort of cusp of being the right kind of age. But yeah, I'd be surprised if Liverpool were sort of going to put all the money in that. I think it'd cost them an absolute fortune to get them out of Villa. There's a few of Villa that you'd sort of say are in that position. You know, Jacob Ramsey, obviously Luiz, Camara, McGinn, Watkins. You know, they've got some Diaby. You know, they've got a lot of assets there, but they're not in a position where they're needing to sell players and comply. They're actually in a position where they're building, aren't they? So yeah, I think Douglas Luiz is probably one that's going to be staying at Villa.
Yeah, the report from 90 Minutes says Arsenal obviously tried to buy him in 2022. Yeah. They continue to want him. Manchester City and knocking round as well.
Through the City, didn't he?
He was previously at City. I can see the links because I think he's brilliant, but that January especially feels like a non-starter for that one. Looking on January, we spoke about it briefly a couple of weeks ago, but we are getting closer, obviously, to the window opening. Is there anything in the squad that you think, you know, Liverpool could really absolutely do with? Because listen, Liverpool have got loads of midfielders. They might not have an actual number six, like a specific one, so if they want to do that potentially, but I remember going to last January, and I'll be honest, I thought it might have been a defender. They ended up going to sign Cody Gakpo. Sorry, I thought it might be a midfielder.
Yeah.
And they went to end up signing Cody Gakpo, so who knows? Yeah. But I don't know, it doesn't feel like this January is one where we're sitting here going, they are absolutely desperate for X, Y, and Z. I think we'd all like him at number six, but it doesn't feel like Liverpool are going to be rushing into the market to do something.
No, not rushing. I mean, there's 6 weeks or 5 weeks to go, or 4 weeks to go, which things can happen that can really influence your
every
you're
defender.
Thinking, yeah, or you know, as I say, you're looking at Jota, you know, you could more follow your attack, all of a sudden looks light, and you think, oh God, we're in trouble. But the position they've put themselves in means they can be a bit more, I think, a bit more relaxed about it. And what they have done with Gakpo and with Diaz in the past is they've, well, and Van Dijk in a different way, they've either corrected the mistake or they've brought forward a plan, you know, from the summer. I think they're in that position now where it's like, okay, well, if the defender or the number six or the left back that we feel is the one that we want long term, and all of a sudden there's a chance to get them in January, when we can maybe do that as opposed to solving an immediate problem by, you know, going and getting a Ozan Kabak or a Ben Davis or a Stephen Caulker. Fingers crossed they're not in that position. They've obviously, January's not the toughest month in terms of schedule. Obviously they've got the big issue of Salah and AFCON around that time, but it's not, obviously there's the FA Cup, maybe there's a League Cup.
Two League Cup games.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, fingers crossed there are, but it's not the worst sort of schedule where you're looking and saying, oh God, like we could be in real, real sort of difficulty, you know, squad-wise there. I think Liverpool are, at this moment, able to be a bit more picky and choosy in terms of what they want, and I think that might explain why the Andre links have sort of, you know, or the Andre sort of situation has moved away. The desperation to get someone like that isn't as great, and if it is, or if they are going to do that, they may be able to, bad way of putting it, but set the sights a bit higher and say, actually, no, we want someone who we think is actually top level, as opposed to, you know, a potential option. I wouldn't rule anything out in January at all, but I think it might be more like the Diaz kind of signing or the Gakpo, where it's actually something that they were going to do in the summer, or they were planning to do at a later date, brought forward, as opposed to, right, you know, we need to go and fix a hole.
Yeah, I suppose as well, what you can do in January, you can assess where you are. If they are right in the middle of a league title challenge, you go, you know what, it's worth pushing the button on someone.
Exactly, and I think Diaz is probably the better example of this, that, you know, it wasn't an absolutely necessary signing at the time. They had Minamino, Origi, Firmino, Mane, Salah, Jota. You know, they didn't need another forward necessarily, but what it did do, it gave an impetus and it gave a freshness, and it sort of upped the game of a few players. You know, Mane in particular, I think, stepped up in that period. And it can sort of just give you an extra bit of oomph.
Diaz scored in a Champions League semi-final.
Well, Diaz was man of the match in both domestic cup finals for Liverpool. You know, he started three finals after joining. You know, he was on the pitch sort of, you know.
They needed him in Villarreal. They were getting battered.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it can work in that way, where it's not necessarily the signing that's absolutely vital to make, because, you know, your squad's in so much disarray, but it can just give you something that you didn't even know you were missing almost. Yeah. You know, I think, what was the line from Pep Linders? Water in the desert. Maybe there's someone who can provide something similar in the second half of this season. And if Liverpool are in a position where they're in the League Cup semi-final, they're through in the Europa League, they're in the middle of a title race, the more the merrier in terms of quality players, absolutely.
Hey guys, thanks for checking out that clip from Journal Insights. If you want to go and check out the whole show, including talk about Alisson and Jota's injuries, Connor Bradley, Douglas Luiz, Joel Matip, and loads more, head on over to redmenplus.com now. Sign up from as little as $6.99 a month and you'll get that show in your ears and in your eyes every single week, along with all other amazing content. So yeah, go and check it out at redmenplus.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.